Welcome to Being Professional English Podcasts, podcast number 70, the Advanced Presentation Technique. Let's get started, shall we? Hi and welcome to this podcast, podcast number 70. I'm going to talk today about the advanced presentation technique. This is mainly in the line of work we have done on presentations, but it also fits in with meetings, of course, because most presentations take place in a meeting environment. It comes at the end of all the presentation work we've done because we're starting to get on to more evoluted, more advanced presentation techniques. And the more we go on over the next over the years to talk about techniques, the more I will begin to talk about more advanced and being more specific. Instead of looking at our training that we've done, I was about to say formazione, then I'm losing my English from my Italian. Instead of looking at basic training that covers all types of meetings, for instance, we'll start to break it down to type of meeting and how your behavior and preparation and what you do to make yourself effective changes. The same with presentations. So this is really the first in what will become a commonplace for all of the BPI tools that we talk about. Okay, today I have 3 points. The first one discusses exactly when to use this particular advanced presentation technique, the type of presentations, the type of meetings. The second is where I'm going to talk about what exactly is the technique. And lastly, I'm going to ask the question about how we can maybe mix in some of the old techniques of presentations with this new one. So first and foremost, in very true bottom line first tradition, and for those of you who don't know what bottom line first is, I would recommend you going onto it, my website, and typing in bottom line first in search button, and it will arrive. It's extremely important. It's actually the second most popular podcast or page on my website that I've ever done. And the top two are miles above the rest. So it's a very popular technique, and it's definitely worthwhile you having a look at it. So in that tradition, what is the advanced presentation technique? Well, it's only this. Do not use any slides. Yep, that's right. It's a presentation technique where you do not use PowerPoint presentation or keynote presentation, you do not use visuals. Now, I know that goes against everything that we've spoken about, but that's what it is. Now, in the past, we've spoken about certain types of presentations before, and one of them that I spent quite a long time on was the big boss presentation. This is where you have the opportunity, for some reason, the global head, the CEO of the global company is in your country, is around near you, and you have the opportunity to make a presentation to them. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's a great opportunity for you to get visibility at a very high level in the company. So I did a podcast on that. And most of that podcast really spoke about the types of errors that we can make when we prepare and actually do implement a big boss presentation. What I was trying to do is to help people not repeat any of those sort of errors that we make. You know, remember that you have to make an event very big on the radar scale for your boss to even see it. So for instance, if you're talking about a global company and the number one, number two in the company happens to be in your country, and you talk about profits and loss in the tens of millions of dollars, you know, maybe for your the overall CEO of the company who's running a business that actually has profit and losses of billions of dollars, 10 million here and there means nothing. So you've got to try not to talk about things that are not even going to be on his radar scale or her radar scale. And it's not all, therefore, it's not about money or profits and losses. It's about techniques, processes, how you got there. That's what the big boss is really, what they want to take back with them. That's what's very interesting for them. So you're making your life easier. And I went through the whole of this list of what you need to do or what you definitely do not want to do. This advanced presentation technique is not necessarily for that particular event, because that particular event is much more of a true presentation where you are presenting something. There's not going to be an awful lot of dialogue with your big boss. And especially for those who are listening who have English as their second language, you don't really want that, right? You don't, particularly if your boss happens to be English, you want to try to avoid that. The advanced presentation technique is really for those who are already quite competent in presenting. Because removing, as I said before, no slides, removing that does take away a lot of support that you have during your presentation. One of the biggest errors that I see a lot of people when they're writing the presentation slides out is they tend to put full sentences and they tend to put too many words on pages. And I get why they're doing that, because that's meant to help them when they do their presentation. It makes them feel safer to an extent. And I do get that. I do understand it. The APT is for the people who've already got to the stage where they can deal with the presentation without tremendous help of the slides, and they're now looking to go to the next, taking to the next level, showing your value to the next level. And the type of meetings that this APT, Advanced Presentation Technique, can be used for are a board meeting, a strategy executive meeting, a project plan update meeting, or problem meetings they tend to be. So it's these meetings which are rather fewer and far between. You don't have a strategy executive meeting every week, and they tend to be of a big weight in the company. Those are the type of meetings I'm talking about. So you're not going to be using it every day, but when you get a chance in these type of meetings, using the APT just catapults you to a different level. One caveat with that, there are a couple of companies that I do see or meet where it is their culture, I say, for all presentation slides to be basically made so that anyone can read the presentation slides later and understand them and get the message of the presentation. I completely and utterly disagree with that. However, I'm not going to ask you to fight against what is the culture of the company until you are in a position where you can influence the culture of the company, because that would be unfair of me. However, in the type of meetings I'm just about, that I've just listed before, these one-off or non-regular or high-level meetings, you can use the APT method very, very well. What is the APT method? Well, as I said before, it's no slides. And I know this goes against all the reasons and everything you've heard in the past. And that's because most people don't even get to this higher level of presentation skills, particularly people who are using English as their second language. It's very, very uncommon. But in the type of meetings I just spoke about, it is not every time, but the type of meetings I just spoken about, which can go also down to your weekly staff meeting, by the way, you can still do it then. But in those type of meetings, you can do this technique. And what is this technique? There are three parts of this technique which are very important. There's what happens before the meeting, so the preparation, what happens during the meeting, which is a written document, and also what happens after the meeting, which is an intense who, what, when system. I'm going to look at the biggest, because who, what, when system, I'm sure everyone knows about. We've spoken about it in the past. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but very quickly. Meeting preparation, we've spoken about that in the past. In fact, there's a podcast for meeting preparation. Please have a listen to it. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes as well, very quickly. But the biggest difference, the new bit of information for this podcast, is the written document, what happens actually in the meeting itself. And what happens is this. You must write a document. When I say document, I mean 4 to 5 pages maximum, in which the issue that you are responsible for talking about is discussed. So instead of doing a presentation, series of presentation slides, and presenting what you want to, the written document that you're going to write, obviously before, instead of the PowerPoint presentation preparation, will list the following issues. The first of which will be the question. What are you there to discuss? The second, which should be pretty easy, obviously. The second is the approaches to answer that question. So you describe the question, describe the issue, the problem, the context. Then you describe approaches to answer that particular question. Who does it? What method? And what conclusions will they use? Will they come to? The third part is how is your answer that you're going to provide to the question different or the same from previous approaches within your company or within your industry? So let me give an example of the first three things we've done here. The context or question could literally be, how are we going to increase revenue by 10% this year, right? That could be that. Approaches to answer this question, by whom, by which method, and what are the conclusions, will be talking about where you're taking the company, either from a marketing or segmentation point of view, to arrive at those higher sales levels, and what you need to do to actually support that. So the number of salespeople, if that has to increase, or you have to introduce a new salesware pipeline software, that sort of thing. The third one, how is your attempt at answering the question different or the same from previous approaches? List where you are different. So it would be other companies are looking to specialize even further, whereas we're looking to bring things together. The fourth one is your answer to the question, what does it mean for the final consumer? What does it mean for your company? And how does the answer to the question enable innovation on behalf of the customer? This last bit is something which is very common in certain companies, not in enough companies actually that I visit, where the innovation for the customer, innovation, whatever that means, which basically means resolving problems that customers have, is the key point of what the company does. You don't start off with producing a wonderful product and thinking who you're going to sell it to. You start off by thinking, what's a problem of this customer group? Can I solve it by producing a certain product? And then afterwards, can I produce it at profit? So those are the four things this written document's going to talk about. And it's going, you can see it's quite detailed. I mean, you're going to have to summarize it into four or five pages, but it's going to be quite detailed. And this is the whole beauty of this. It's why quite a lot of companies that I've know of in the States use it, is that if you have to write something down, which is then presented to people, rather than just presentation slides, your logical thought process has to be very, very good. You really have to understand the subject and to have gone through the resolution of it in quite deep detail. To be able to write a four or five page document answering those with those four sections that I've just mentioned, you're really going to have to know your stuff. Now, I do understand that that's going to be a bit of an issue for some of our BPIE clients, in the sense that they're writing, I'm proposing they write in English about a subject that they, I'm sure they know very well, but using English might cause a bit of an issue. And I do understand that. I do sympathize with that. But we're only talking about four pages. Get it checked. If you're going to meetings at board level, strategy meetings, then, you know, you've probably got the chance to get it translated for you within the company, or even get someone else to pay for it to do it. This document, which again is replacing your presentation, is either read in the meeting for the first 20, 25 minutes, everyone sits down and reads, makes notes in the margin, or it's read beforehand. So you give this a week beforehand so people can actually go through it, read it, and make notes. Whichever of those two you take, the objective, of course, is to, at some point, discuss this very deeply. But the whole process of everyone sitting down, reading in the meeting, even though it's in silence, it becomes a collective employment of time, a collective activity. That's it. Thank you. Collective activity. I am losing my English. Where instead of people listening to presentations which have bullet points, which they should do, and the person talk, here they're reading through it. And if you read through something, and if you're underlining and making notes, you're going to understand it more. That's for certain. Rather than listening to someone present, even if they're the best presenter in the world, if you're reading a well-written document with notes in it, you will get the attention of people much better, by definition. Which is why, you know, we advise people to underline the books they are reading, the sections which are important. And thereafter, you discuss the issues. So it becomes far more intense, which is why it's advanced presentation technique. Okay, because you're putting yourself out there, you're writing something down, it has to be eloquently written, well written, and you are, it's even more risky, as it were, for your reputation than just giving a presentation. And therefore, gives you more visibility. You can understand it, however, this will cause more preparation. In my experience of this, and I don't mean with myself, I mean with clients. My experience with clients is that after the first two or three times, it doesn't take any longer than when they wrote out the presentation slides themselves. People tend to take a long time on producing presentation slides, thinking the logical sequence, and it ends up not being very different from doing the preparation for the ATP, for the advanced presentation technique. And it does ensure very clear and logical thinking, whereas doing the presentation slides ought to, but don't always. The other thing about this meeting, which is very important, is you have to have a very intense and rigid WWW, what's, who, what, when. We all know that meetings are a waste of time. So unless we have a who, what, when tasks, basically, we are not going to come out of the meeting, the presentation, with anything actually positive, any actually decision made in the way going forward. Remember, please, please remember, I'm going to do a podcast on this, but please remember the most important thing in a meeting, the most important thing is the list of your deliverables. So what in that meeting has been agreed that you must do by what time? That is the most important part of a meeting. All of these processes mean that this meeting or this presentation that you're doing becomes very intense. And from that intensity, the whole idea is that from it comes very strong ideas, very concrete ways in which to go ahead, and the tasks associated with them. Some people ask me, where can visuals still be used? Can you still do a couple of presentation slides with visuals? And yes, you can. Now, you can have them in the background, but there can never be, ever, words. Just pictures. And often you can see the use of this, right? I mean, a lot of my clients have trade shows and exhibitions that they go to, and they take pictures of the stand and what they're actually showing to people, and they will obviously they could communicate that, particularly if it's a nice setting, to the people within the meeting while they're looking at this written document. There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that, but it's an added bonus, added thing. It's a little bit more work. You may not want to do it. There has to be very few pictures and pictures only that change infrequently during the meeting. You could do that if you want. I don't recommend it. But if you really want to have your slides and show what you're doing, particularly in a different country, you can do that. But the main point is writing out this document, passing it on to the people who matter, and then discussing that in the meeting. It makes meetings or presentation meetings far more effective. Okay, thanks for listening. I know this is a difficult one. I'd be very happy if people have any questions, they can email me and ask me. It's a really strong technique. It's a really good thing to try to work at. It does put you a little bit more risk, I understand that. I promise you there's no more preparation time to it than doing a deck of PowerPoint slides. And I honestly believe, and I've seen it to work, becomes far more effective. Okay, again, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again next week. Bye-bye.